This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with board-certified plastic surgeon and pediatric plastic surgery specialist, Dr. Charlene Aboutanos. Dr. Aboutanos, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
And the pleasure certainly is all ours. So for starters and to kick things off today, what exactly is pediatric otoplasty?
Well, otoplasty is a surgery that's also known as ear pinning. It is a procedure that can improve the appearance of prominent ears. This is usually done by addressing the skin and cartilage of the ear to restore its natural folds and shape. It can also improve asymmetries between the two ears, and it can be done on one or both ears depending on which is affected.
And what is the procedure and recovery like? What can one expect here?
Otoplasty is a procedure that is typically done under general anesthesia, so the patient does have to be asleep in the operating room, and it can take about 2 hours if both ears are being done. Usually, I hide the incisions behind the ears so that they are not visible from the front view and very rarely visible from the back view. Once the procedure is completed, the patient usually goes home that same day, so it's an outpatient procedure, and I send the patient home with a head wrap for comfort that usually comes off in the office in the following 2 days. Most typically, the immediate recovery is about 2 weeks, and I usually tell my patients to avoid contact sports and swimming for that time period. And then the full recovery can be up to a couple months, depending on how the patient heals.
And those details are certainly most helpful. How do you approach plastic surgery differently for children versus adults?
So that's a good question, because otoplasty can be done for both children and adults. Typically, the main difference is the timing of when a child is a candidate for an otoplasty, and that is usually after they are 5 years of age. The reason for this is because at that age range, the ears are approaching their full size, and we are certain, or close to being certain, that they won't grow too much or change after the procedure is done. Other than that, the procedure is done in a very similar fashion for both age groups, and there really isn't a lot of change in terms of the technique during the surgery.
Today, we are briefly visiting with Dr. Charlene Aboutanos, a board-certified plastic surgeon and pediatric plastic surgery specialist here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Aboutanos, when should a parent consider otoplasty for their child?
Well, that's a good question, because it is a very personal decision. Otoplasty can be an option if the parent feels that their child's ear or ears come too far out from their head, or if they feel that they are too large in proportion to their head. Another time period that can be a time where parents may consider this is if the child's pediatrician recommends it, or recommends that they have a discussion about it. And so because it's such a personal decision, I really encourage parents to come in for an evaluation to learn more about the procedure, to see if it's right for them, and to discuss the risks and benefits of it and what they can expect from the procedure.
And I'd be curious, would insurance cover pediatric ear reshaping, and how can one pay for this?
This is a very common question that I get from parents because everyone wants to know if their insurance company will cover this procedure. Most of the time, insurance does not cover pediatric otoplasty because it can be seen as something that might be considered elective. However, I have had a couple kids get covered, and this really does vary on a case-by-case basis. So I usually recommend that parents and patients come into the office for an examination and to tell me a little bit about what's happening with their child and the reasons behind the need for the procedure. This way we can discuss the different options for coverage. If their insurance company doesn't approve authorization for this procedure, my office does provide families and patients with the different forms of financing options we have available.
And a most helpful response there. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Sure. The decision to undergo plastic surgery is always personal, especially in terms of an otoplasty. If a parent or a patient, you know, really even a teenager to an adult feels that their child's ears or their ears are impacting their well-being, or they have questions about that, then I recommend that they come in to talk to their pediatrician or to a pediatric plastic surgeon that has experience with this type of procedure, especially someone who's board certified. An otoplasty may not be the right answer for everyone, but really the decision can be made between the patient and the parents and the patient's physicians.
Well, Dr. Abultanos, we really appreciate your joining us here today on the program, and thanks for what you do in the space. Where can listeners get further information on your practice and also be in touch accordingly?
Sure. My website is either of two. One is richmondplasticsurgeons.com, where they can look up my personal doctor page. The other is on my website, which is Dr. Abultanos Plastic Surgery, and they can find my contact information on both of those sites.
Excellent, and we'll certainly include the links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Dr. Abultanos, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
And it certainly was mine as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Charlene Abultanos, a board-certified plastic surgeon and pediatric plastic surgery specialist. And to learn more, visit either richmondplasticsurgeons.com or abultanosplasticsurgery.com. And this is Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.